It's the Chronicles of Aguna, the Arsenal podcast, and we are live.
You're listening to the Chronicles of Aguna, the Arsenal podcast.
I'm Martin Tyler, and you're listening to Harry Simeon.
Hello and welcome back to another live edition of the Chronicles of Aguna, the Arsenal podcast, brought to you by 90 Min. As ever, I'm your host, Harry Simeon, and on this edition, we're going to be discussing a couple of players that Arsenal are being strongly linked with. Now, of course, it's the international break. There's not really any football of note to talk about, unless you're big on your international football. And I know a lot of Arsenal fans aren't. So what we're going to be doing throughout the international break is we're going to be discussing some of our future business, some of our future potential business, I should probably say. We're going to be reviewing the current crop, the current squad, having a little bit of a stock check of where Arsenal find themselves at the moment. I feel like international breaks are always a good natural pause in which you can start to look back and try and reflect on how the season's gone so far, or how we fared since the last international break when we took stock. So, yeah, don't worry. We've got plenty of content coming your way over the next couple of weeks. But I wanted to talk today about a couple of players that the Gunners are being heavily, heavily linked with, particularly with reports from Spain. Now, those two players are Emerson Royal, a right back, currently playing his football at Real Betis, and Guido Rodriguez, another player playing his football at Real Betis, only Guido is a defensive midfield player. Argentine international, Emerson Royal is, of course, Brazilian. He's a current under-23 international. So we'll be discussing those two guys. We'll be discussing the reports. I'll be sharing with you guys what those reports in Spain are saying, how reliable I think they might be. And let's get into it. Without further ado, let's begin by looking at the report with regards to Emerson Royal. Now, of course, there were reports about Guido Rodriguez a few days ago. I'm sure you've seen them by now, but Mundo Deportivo, one of the outlets in Spain, are talking about Emerson Royal today, and their report says as follows. Now, I've translated it, so the wording might be a little bit off here, so bear with me. But it says that Brazilian fullback Emerson Royal, like Guido Rodriguez, is another player Arsenal scouts are closely monitoring with a view to possibly signing in the upcoming transfer window. Emerson arrived at Real Betis in February 2019 from Atletico Mineiro, but he's in shared ownership with FC Barcelona. So sometimes this happens abroad, right? Sometimes clubs, they can't afford to do a deal by themselves. And what they end up doing is they go into a shared ownership situation. So Barcelona would have contributed to the arrival of Emerson Royal, who is now playing for Real Betis. But Barcelona have the option to move him to Barcelona at the end of the season. For Emerson, Betis and Barcelona promised to pay 12 million euros, six each, to Atletico Mineiro, and the player would play his first 2.5 seasons on loan at Real Betis. And if Barcelona wanted to incorporate him into those ranks, they would have to pay the 6 million to Real Betis, plus another 3 as capital gains to the Seville-based club, which would keep, which would allow them to take the player. I know it sounds a little bit confusing, so let me just go over that one more time, right? So Barcelona and Real Betis both partly own Emerson Royal. Barcelona paid 6 million to Atletico Mineiro, and Real Betis paid 6 million to Atletico Mineiro. But Barca, after the first 2.5 years, have the option, if they wish, to pay Real Betis their 6 million back and take the player to the Camp Nou. So it's a little bit confusing because of the way it all works and the way that this deal has been structured. You know, you do see this from time to time. It isn't very common, but it's more common on the continent. And this is a situation that could potentially get a little bit tricky if Arsenal were to move for Emerson. Will he end up at Barcelona? Will he not? Will Arsenal have to pay Real Betis? Will Arsenal have to find a way of paying both clubs? I'm not exactly sure how this would pan out, but to give you a little bit of an idea about how his season has gone so far, Emerson Royale is the number one right back at Real Betis at the moment. He's played 24 times in La Liga this season. He's been in the starting 11 on 86% of the time, 86% of their occasions, I should say, and he has played 83% of their overall minutes. He's got one goal in La Liga this season, but he's also contributed four assists. So Emerson Royale, you think, would fit into Mikel Arteta's you know, way of thinking, because of course he is a fullback who enjoys getting forward. He is a fullback who's very athletic, and he's somebody that you feel could seamlessly slot in. And of course, there is a lot of talk, isn't there, around the potential moving on of Hector Bayer in this summer. And if that was to happen, you would feel that Arsenal would be in the market for a right back. So we're going to have to hold tight on that and wait and see exactly what happens. But that's my understanding of the current situation. Let's go over to whoscored.com, because there we'll be able to get some more statistics, some more in detailed stuff about Emerson Royale. And, you know, kind of what his individual stats are like. Let's go over to La Liga. It's a Real Betis. Here we go. Use this page for both the players that we're going to talk about today, actually. Here he is, Emerson. And he's actually their second highest rated player in La Liga this season. So in 24 appearances, his average performance rating currently stands at 7.04. out of 10. He's got two Man of the Match awards so far. From a defensive perspective, he makes an average of 2.8 tackles per game, two interceptions per game, commits 1.7 fouls, 2.4 clearances, and goes on one dribble per game. So, yeah, he seems like he's a bit of an all-action defender. And if you move on to some of his more offensive stats, well, he plays on average 1.2 key passes. And as I said, he's got four assists and has 0.3 shots per game. So somebody who clearly gets forward, somebody who clearly would fit in theory into what Mikel Arteta's trying to do, into what Mikel Arteta's going to build. Now, he's got a huge, huge reputation in Spain, and that's why there is a lot of concern about the complications that could potentially surround this deal. Because, of course, with Barcelona being involved, with Real Betis being involved, there's three, you know, there's three clubs who would have to come to the table for this deal to be done. So, yeah, it's a little bit more complicated than I think Arsenal would be looking for in an ideal world. But it is understood, according to Mundo Deportivo, that he is somebody that Edu and Arsenal, Mikel Arteta too, have been eyeing up ahead of this summer transfer window. The other Real Betis player that we're said to be linked with is Guido Rodriguez, and he is a defensive midfield player. Just 26 years old, Guido, almost said Fernandez, Guido Rodriguez, and he's got 10 caps for the Argentine national team. He has played 25 times in La Liga this season, scoring just the one goal, but he is a defensive midfielder, of course. Started similarly to Emerson in 86% of their league matches and has played 78% of their total minutes. Now, Guido Rodriguez arrived at Real Betis from Club America in the Mexican league for a fee of around about £2.7 million. There are no complications with this one. This one would be a straight transfer. And according to transfermarket.co.uk, and I know their ratings or their values are not always gospel, but they give you an idea, this player is said to be valued at around about £16.2 million. So Arsenal linked with Guido Rodriguez and Emerson Royale, both currently playing their football at Real Betis. And according to the reports in Spain, that interest is serious, and that interest could materialize into a couple of deals. Now, I think Arsenal are going to have to be clever in the transfer market this summer, right? We've talked about it so often. You know, we've talked about the fact that not just our league position, not just the fact that we could potentially not be in Europe this season, next season, I should say, but the whole pandemic thing as well. It's had a massive detrimental effect on Arsenal as a financial power in the game. So for me, I think we're going to have to get clever. We're going to have to be smart. And I think looking for gems in some of the other leagues is the right way to go. Now, there'll be a lot of people out there. And, you know, I get this point of view to a degree, but there'll be a lot of people out there who say, we need Premier League proven players. The problem is there that Premier League proven players have a premium. Premier League proven players cost an absolute fucking fortune. And the problem is that we simply don't have that money right now. So where do you go from here? You know, can we afford to go, for example, and sign Tarek Lamptey? Can we afford to go and sign Max Ahrens? Somebody like Emerson Royale could be equally as talented and could be available for 15, 16 million pounds. So, you know, you've got to take into consideration as well that the clubs outside of the UK, as I always say, have been hit far more significantly by the COVID pandemic, because as I keep on saying pretty much on every podcast nowadays, when we talk about transfers, those clubs do not have the kind of TV deals that we have here in the UK. So I think you could tempt them into selling. I think that that is the smart way to go. And I completely accept the point, those people who, or that point of view where people are saying, you know, but we want someone who is Premier League proven. But the reality is that to get somebody who might be just as talented, you'd pay half the price if you shopped abroad. And that is why so many clubs shop abroad nowadays, right? And it's only really the big clubs, that Arsenal, a big club, but the big spending clubs that can go to competitors in their same division, even competitors within, you know, Chelsea, for example, you know, when they went and signed Ben Chilwell, you know, these guys, they can go there and they can say to Leicester City, well, we want this player, and we want him so badly that we're going to break the bank to do it. And you know, they paid £45 million to bring in Ben Chilwell. Now, that's not to dig out Ben Chilwell or to say that Ben Chilwell is not a decent player, but I'm sure there are players on the continent that are just as talented as Ben Chilwell. And if you look hard enough, you can find them and you can save yourselves a hell of a lot of money. This is the situation Arsenal are in. This is the reality of our current state, and we've got to accept that. And so we have to be clever in the transfer market. So the scouting has to be spot on. And fingers crossed that we can identify those targets. Just a quick reminder that this podcast is, of course, sponsored by manscaped.com. So if you are interested in giving your nether regions some tender, loving care, head over to manscaped.com. Check out their fantastic products. And by entering our discount code, which is rolling across the bottom of your screens, 90min20, that's 90min20, you'll get 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com. So make sure you head over there and check that out. So just, I guess, in summary, my thoughts on those two players. I've heard really good things about Emerson Royale, the right back. He's somebody that's been on my peripheral radar. I think that's the right way to say it. For a little while now, somebody who is attracting, as we're led to believe, interest from quite a few European clubs. You know, I think in terms of technical quality, I think that La Liga is on par with the Premier League. It's not as intense. And, you know, we can all agree on that. But Real Betis are sitting in sixth place in La Liga. So they're not a side struggling down at the bottom. We're talking about a side who are competing right at the top of the division. A very strong side. And he's standing out in that very strong side. So I would be tempted to explore the possibility there, especially if Hector Bellerin's going to move on. I mean, if you could get, let's say, 25 million in for Hector Bellerin, and you could get Emerson Royale in for 15 million, and you've earned yourself 10 million, that could go towards strengthening another position. It could go towards tempting Martin Odegaard or tempting Real Madrid, I should say, to allow Martin Odegaard to stay, to allow him to join us permanently. So there are so many facets to this transfer window, right? It's going to be a really tricky one. It's going to be one in which Arsenal have to get creative and Arsenal have to be smart. So, I'm open to the prospect of signing both those players. I mean, talking about Guido Rodriguez, defensive midfield player, I think right now, as I mentioned on the last show, actually, the centre of midfield for me has to be the priority, right? We're talking about Xhaka and Partey as our first choice too, and I'm actually okay with that. But beyond them, you know, what are you looking at? You're looking at Mohamed Elneny. I don't think he's quite good enough. I don't think he can be relied upon to perform to a good level every single time he plays. Danny Ceballos is likely to be heading back to Spain. And then you've got, of course, Matteo Guendouzi and Lucas Torreira, whose futures are uncertain. I think with Lucas Torreira, I like the guy. I like his tenacity, but it's fair to say he just never settled in London. And sometimes these moves don't work out. And I don't envisage him playing for Arsenal in the future. And then, you know, what are the club going to do with Matteo Guendouzi? Whether they keep him or not, they still need another addition, in my opinion. So, I'm open to the prospect of Arsenal going after both of these players. But admittedly, I'm not a La Liga expert. If we were talking about Serie A, I'd probably be able to give you a bit more insight, a bit more knowledge, and a bit more of an assessment as to where those players are. But, you know, if the rumours materialise into something more, then, of course, as always, we'll bring on a Spanish football expert. We'll give Jonas Yeva a shout and get him on to give us the download on those players. But right now, it is just reports. It is just speculation. And I know the summer transfer window is still quite a way away. And some people will be clicking on this or watching this and thinking, why are we talking about transfers right now? We've got a long way to go in terms of finishing off this season and getting what we need out of it. But I think, and I do believe them when they say this, I think that Arsenal are already planning for that summer. I think Mikel Arteta is so set on what he wants in terms of the profile of the players and what he's looking for. But I think plans will already be there. I think those plans, of course, would be contingent on Arsenal qualifying for Europe and getting some funds in, et cetera, but I do think that there will be at least some preliminary plans in the offing. And I feel like these two could well be part of that. So keep your eyes peeled on that one, because I think this won't be the end that you hear of the rumours linking us to Emerson Royal and Guido Rodriguez. Get your questions in the live chat. If you've got any questions, get involved. I mentioned that this show is sponsored by Manscaped. Check them out. Link in the description. Also, subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. We're on the road to 13,000. I know 13 is supposed to be an unlucky number but here on YouTube. But we want to get to 13 as soon as we possibly can. That is YouTube subscribers, of course. If you're listening via the audio, we love you equally as much, and make sure that you leave us a review on whatever podcast platform it is that you're listening from. And if you've got any questions or anything you want to add, I know you can't leave comments on the podcast, but you can tweet us at Chronicles_AFC, or you can tweet me at Harry Simmy. You can see my handle there on the screen. It's pretty standard handle, that easy to find. Get your questions in the live chat. Also, if you want to become a member of the channel, you could do so by clicking on the link in the description. And we've got a bit of members content dropping today. It's already been sorted out, so it is definitely dropping today. And we're starting our player profile series for members. So just want to give you guys a bit of an update on that. So for those of you that are gold members or above, you will have access to our player profile series, where I'll be going through the team a couple of players a week, and we'll be going through their season so far, going through whether we think that they should or shouldn't be part of the plans moving forward for Mikel Arteta. So the first episode, which is on Bern Leno, is coming today. So keep your eyes peeled for that, members. It will drop to you guys this afternoon. Right, let's go over to the live chat. Let's get some of those questions in. Creambone66, one of our members, says, Harry, how much do you think we could generate if we sold Guendouzi, Torreira, Laka, Eddie, and Ainsley Maitland-Niles? It's really difficult to say, mate. I think that you could still get 20, 25 million for Alexander Lacazette. When it comes to Eddie Nketiah, I don't think you get much at all. I think if you've got 6, 7, 8 even million, I think you'd be very lucky. And that's purely based on potential that might be there. Ainsley Maitland-Niles, the same. I don't think you'll get a lot for Ainsley Maitland-Niles. A lot of people will be banking on Arsenal bringing in some cash for Matteo Guendouzi, but I don't think he's had a particularly inspiring time at Hertha Berlin, not to the level anywhere where people would go, whoa, we need to get hold of this guy. You've also got to take into account with Matteo Guendouzi that his Arsenal contract comes to an end at the end of next season. So there's not a great deal of time left on that, which obviously impacts on the value. Look, I think if we got £60 million in, £50 to £60 million in transfer fees, and the club could somehow find a way of drumming up 30, 40 million of their own, I think we could have a pretty decent window. If the club could finance Martin Odegaard and then those sales that you've mentioned there, Guendouzi, Torreira, Laka, Eddie and Ainsley Maitland-Niles could drum up around about 50 to 60 million, I think we could go and get ourselves three decent players to help enhance the squad. Look, we're in a position where we're going through a transition. We've had to trim down the squad. And we're going to have to build it back up, but we want to build it back up with the right players. So it's not just about getting numbers. I would rather we went and got two players who are going to make a difference next season, rather than trying to get four who may, and then move on to the next window and work it like that. This is why people call it a process. It's not because they're happy with Arsenal being in 10th position. It's not wherever we are. It's not because they're happy with Arsenal languishing in mid-table. It's not because they're happy with Arsenal failing to defend their FA Cup or anything like that. It's because people acknowledge the situation that we find ourselves in and the fact that it cannot be rectified overnight. Years and years and years of poor recruitment, bad management have led us to this point. You can't just rectify it just like that. If you could, it would be great, but you can't. And that's why people call it a process. I know some people call it a buzzword, PR, whatever. It probably is that to a degree as well. And it's designed, obviously, to keep people on side. But ultimately, it's the truth. And that's, you know, that's what you got. That's how you got to look at it, I think. Aditya says, what would be a good summer, according to you, Harry? I think to like I've said, to generate some funds for some of the players that clearly don't feature in Mikel Arteta's plans and to bring in three players. And that can include Martin Odegaard, that will take us forward. Very difficult to specify names, very difficult to specify the ins and outs of what would be a good window, because we're not really sure how this summer's going to pan out in terms of transfers. There was a very quiet January, as we expected, and I think there'll be more movement in the summer because there always is, but I'm still not expecting major, major stuff. So let's see. Let's go back over to the live comments. Rory says, is there anyone in the academy that is worth looking at for the right or left back spot? I've got to be honest, Rory, I'm not massive on the academy. There are people who would be in a better place to answer that question, and it's something I'll look into. But there's not anybody, to my knowledge, that is ready to come in now and do a job. And that's why I think that we have to be on alert when it comes to potentially recruiting in those positions. Matt G says, why are player release clauses so popular in Spain, France and Italy, but not in the UK? Seems a great way to protect the value of players. Yeah, it's just the way they do things over there. I think, if I'm not mistaken, and I could be wrong on this, by the way, but I think there is a requirement in Spain that there is a release clause inserted. And often those release clauses are ridiculous amounts of money that player will never, ever go for. But it is to protect the value of those players. So it means that clubs are only pushed into a corner and forced to sell if they really want to do it themselves or if they feel the need internally. So I agree. I think that it's a really good idea. I like it. I really do. Here we go. Tofa says, question, if we sign, let's say, Bissouma, Royal, Edouard, Anthony Robinson, is that enough for this side to go into next season, or do we need more? I'm not massive on Anthony Robinson. I think Bissouma would be a decent option. But I think it depends on who we move on as well, you know, because in moving players on, you know, obviously you're thinning out that squad even more. So there's a lot to think about. But, you know, I've talked about Roy, I've talked about Edouard today. Bissouma is someone that's been discussed at length over the last sort of year or so as a potential Arsenal player. We'll have to see on that one. We'll have to see what situation Brighton find themselves in. I think he's decent. I don't think he's this world-class midfielder like some Arsenal fans would have you believe. Incredible physically, but that's about it for me. What else have we got here? Big hello to Static, who says, hey, Harry, nice background. Cheers, mate. He says, question, how much would you sell Nketiah for? He has one year left on his contract next season as well. This is going to sound like a bit of an insult. This is going to sound like a bit of a piss take. And I think a lot of people are maybe going to get their arse about this, but if someone offered me £5 million for Eddie Nketiah, I'd take it. Genuinely. I don't think he's worth any more than that. And as you've mentioned with his contract situation, the way it is as well, you know, I don't think we can be demanding much more than that. Gonna pick out a few more. Steve Stone says, how long do you think it will be before Arsenal can realistically challenge for the title again? Really hard to say, Steve, because if Manchester City keep on spending the way they've been spending and Chelsea keep spending the way that they've been spending, and we know that Manchester United have greater spending power than us, they just haven't spent it right, in my opinion, for the most part in recent seasons. You know, yeah, Bruno Fernandes was a great signing, but Harry Maguire, £80 million, could have picked someone up in Tesco's who would have done an equally as good job. It's so difficult to say, but I'm quite realistic, Steve, in that if Manchester City keep going the way they're going and Chelsea keep building these monster squads and being able to chop and change between the best coaches in the world every couple of seasons, then we shouldn't be challenging for the league by right. Now, yes, we'd love it if we were, and we feel as Arsenal Football Club that we should, but that's based on history and based on the tradition. But the reality is, as a fan, if we're losing out to if we're finishing second to Manchester City, you're not going to get me going absolutely apeshit and telling the club that and shouting about the club's lack of ambition or that the club are underachieving. Because I think you've got to be realistic about the landscape around us. Some people would take that as negativity, but that's not how I see it. I think you've got to be realistic. You know, there was a time where nobody else in the Premier League could compete with Man United and Arsenal. And in Man United's case, a lot of the time it was because they could outspend everyone. Obviously, they had a great manager in Alex Ferguson. Arsenal had a great manager in Arsene Wenger that kept us up there as well. But there were times when nobody could compete with us, and nobody would have said at that point that those who were in third, fourth and fifth were underachieving. They just weren't expected to challenge with us. So it's tough. It's a tough one for me. It really, really is. just laughing at some of the comments. I'll go to this one. Not football related. Ashton Alman says, Hatchet Harry, a Whopper or a Big Mac? It's got to be a Whopper all day. A Whopper with McDonald's chips. That would be the dream. That would be the dream fast food meal. There you go. going to leave it there, I think. We'll be back again later on with another show, so don't worry. Got the members bit of content dropping, as well as another live stream coming at 4-ish. So keep tuned in for more information on that. But yeah, that was the update from this afternoon. And that update is, of course, just to reiterate for those who have maybe joined us a little bit late, according to reports in Spain, Mundo Deportivo, to be specific, Emerson Royal and Guido Rodriguez are two players, both currently playing their football at Real Betis, sixth place in La Liga currently. They are said to be two players currently on Edu and Mikel Arteta's radar. One's a right back, one's a defensive midfielder. If you're watching this back on replay, let me know what you think of the two. Let me know the positions in which you think we should be prioritizing this summer. Also, if you haven't got involved in our Twitter thing today, go over to the Twitter at @Chronicles_AFC and drop in your ratings out of 10. And the reasoning for Bern Leno's season so far. I'm really interested to see those. So get involved in that if you haven't done so already. And as I said, there'll be a bit of members content dropping in the next couple of hours. And then, of course, I'll be back at 4 p.m. for another stream today. So plenty to come. Keep your notifications turned on. Thank you for your continued support. As always, subscribe, like, share. You know the drill by now. And I'll be back a little bit later on. Cheers.
You're listening to the Chronicles of Aguna, the Arsenal podcast.
I'm Martin Tyler, and you're listening to Harry Simeon.